Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go to another case. Alec Murdaugh is getting a new trial, and now we know who's running the courtroom. Her name is Judge Deborah McCaslin. And the second she was announced, people started digging into her past. Who is she? What's the deal here? She's a judge with a reputation for being tough, fair, and impossible to rattle. But there's one thing that she said years ago under oath that is people asking whether Alec Murdaugh just caught the break of a lifetime. Attorney Eric Faddis is with us to help break all this down, and we're going to get into the story here of the new judge in the case. Eric, it broke the other day that Judge McCaslin is a new one on here. I was actually on an interview at the moment with Eric Bland talking about the case when that all came down. Got his reaction to it. What's your reaction to this judge, now that we've had a little bit of time to learn about her past?
I'll tell you, Tony, on every case, every civil case where we're going to file a lawsuit, and every criminal case that I'm considering taking, one of the main questions is who's going to be the judge, or who could the judge be? Because those folks can have such an influence over the proceedings, over what happens in the case, you know. And then there are some civil cases where we say, oh, gosh, we've got this judge, so we've got to consider these arguments. We've got to consider these angles. We've got a different judge, so we've got to refrain from this type of advocacy and those things. And so really can make a tremendous difference. And I'll be interested to see how much of a contrast this new judge is with the last judge.
So one of the things I had read when I took a look at this one was that, yeah, she made those comments about the defense attorney those years ago. But she did so, like Tony said, under oath, and is actually part of her confirmation hearing. How common have you seen it that this actually pops up with judges having made positive statements about teachers, mentors, and guides in their past? And have you seen it impact negatively or positively? In other words, have you seen a bias from it from any other judge in your past?
Really, what I've seen, Robin, is this being having sort of a heightened magnification at the federal level, including during, like you said, statements made during the confirmation of federal judges, you know, by whom they were appointed, by which political party. And then you look at the case, if there are political potentially implications in the case, you know, like a case against a congressperson or a case involving political corruption, those kinds of things, oftentimes there will be motions to disqualify, or motions to try to recuse a judge because, hey, this judge has expressed a bias in favor of Republicans and the defendants are Republican or something, or, you know, just whatever. So that's kind of where I've seen it come up, including in this heightened political lawfare scenario we found ourselves in the past, you know, 4 to 8 years.
do you see prosecution trying to maybe make that attempt on this one, saying that she should be recused from it because of those statements, or is it so common that they'll probably just waive it and just move on?
Prosecutors are less inclined to go down that road, in part because you're sort of questioning the judge's professionalism when you make such a request. And especially if the judge is like, no, I'm not going to recuse. Now they're just might have a pretty bad taste in their mouth with respect to that prosecutor.
And you thought you're going to use not much of that financial stuff before. Why are you going to see it now?
Yeah, I mean, you could get that. You really could. I mean, you could really poison the waters early on and put a bad taste into her mouth. I mean, people are people at the end of the day. She's not a robot. And she really has a good track record of being fair. That's great. I mean, looking at this, I'm looking at it. I don't have anything that I've looked at where I'm going, huge red flags. And, you know, and having talked the other day with Eric Bland, it was, you know, it was interesting to hear from someone who has some skin in the game here, who is invested in that ecosystem with the very players of this show, if you will. Even he was saying, good choice. She's a good judge. She's a good choice. But that being so, you know, just playing devil's advocate, you know, because I think it's important to do so. The advantage here is going to be to the Murdaugh team for this judge, because at the end of the day, if the verdict comes back not guilty, the state can't go retry it. The state can't go and say the judge made a statement years ago about Dick Harpootlian and made an impression on her life. They were tight and they were friends, and it swayed. The state can't do that. It doubled. The game's over. It's the rulings, but the defense certainly can. If it goes the other way, if this were different, if the dynamics were different, if there was some sort of sense of allegiance to one side or the other, the defense can always come back and appeal. So their advantage is on their side here. They don't really have an argument, though, either of saying, well, it seemed like they were tight and they still found him guilty and the judge was harsh. But the dynamics are certainly on the side of the defense for this round. Would you not say that?
Oh, totally. And I remember being a prosecutor and kind of complaining about that double jeopardy constraint, in the sense that, you know, oh, this judge screwed up this trial and now it's not guilty and we can't do anything about it. Oh, woe is me. And now that I'm on the defense side, I sort of enjoy that potential advantage, just in the sense that if there is an error, there is a potential legal recourse for it. So, yeah, I think it's kind of all the benefit with not much of the risk on the defense side with respect to this issue.
But at the same time, though, do you see, so say it plays out like it did the first time and she's a tougher judge, she's rules, process, procedures, I mean, her reputation precedes her, as well as the fact that that she did say good things about the defense. And if Murdaugh's found guilty again, does this then mean it's more challenging to have appeals by defense?
Necessarily, there are still appellate avenues, but yeah, it's sort of, I think, especially in the eyes of the public, bolster this notion that he was guilty, and he even had, you know, a ref who could be seen as being on his side, still guilty.
Play it out for us. Say a judge likes one of the lawyers in front of her, even a little. I mean, how does that actually show up in a courtroom? What would we see? Because people are people. Judges are humans. Attorneys are human. Have you ever witnessed that, where then it was brought up, you know, in an appellate issues or just in criticism of the case? So does this happen in the real world, Eric?
Oh, gosh, all the time. All the time. There are, you know, there'll be events where, you know, the dinners where judges are going to prosecutors' homes and they're kibitzing and being social and everything. And same with defense attorneys and all of that. Yeah. And when it gets in that courtroom, you know, the judge has to make a call. So they're taking arguments from both sides. And sometimes they'll even make comments like, you know, I've known Mr. Prosecutor to be very fair and to be prompt about disclosing evidence to the defense. So on this alleged discovery violation, you know, I just don't see any merit in it. And anyone can sort of read through the lines being like, this judge just likes the person. And that like and that positive impression, that positive opinion of the person seems to be creeping into the ruling and happens all the time on both sides and on the bench.
Is there I mean, we see it in all industries, this sort of thing, too, where it's like certain people will cozy up to other people because at the end of the day, it will give them some sort of an advantage. And real, genuine relationships can form there. And people can be professional and objective and do their jobs. But again, people can be people. Is there incentive sometime, or do you see sometimes prosecutors... And I'm not saying this is going on here by any means, but I'm just more so big picture question. Do you see sometimes prosecutors trying to get, you know, overly tight with the judge for the advantage, becoming buddies? Like, you know, they're fishing buddies, they're drinking buddies, they're vacation, all the shit. Just they're social friends. And then here comes trials. But, you know, we're professional. We can handle it. Does that exist in this ecosystem?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely.
My cousin Vinny.
On the criminal side, on the civil side.
Everywhere,
On the civil side, you know, you have a mediator sometimes who's trying to resolve the case. They're often a former judge.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people can have parties at conventions in a penthouse, and lo and behold, the mediator's there, and the attorney, the plaintiff's attorney's there too, and you know, they're having a great time, and then they've got a mediation a week and a half from that. You know, the same thing that happens on the criminal side too.
Yeah.
Is it intentional? Is it blatant? I guess that's up for debate, but
I mean, everybody, it's all part of the same ecosystem. So I can understand, you know, you're going to cross paths with people in that ecosystem. I guess my question on this with Alec is the ecosystem that small that there wasn't anybody that you could have picked that didn't have even the slight, you know, suggestion that there might be favoritism or connection or anything beyond professional behavior? And I'm not saying that it wouldn't be professional, but just the aura around it. Is there nobody else in the ecosystem that could have been chosen to be the judge for this case than her?
There are a ton of options, and the bench really has to be mindful of not having not of course engaging in propriety, but also avoiding the appearance of
impropriety. That's the thing. Why? If the pond that small? I mean, I don't think it is. Why even set it up this way for us even to be having this conversation? I guess.
Why exactly? Why take the risk? You know, I'm sure there is some new judge who's 40 years old or something who's competent to handle the case, and the chief judge in that locale could have appointed that person. But instead they appoint someone who's made favorable statements that appear to be a bias in favor of one of the attorneys, or at least someone could look at it that way. Why take the risk? I don't know, man.
So I'm going glass half full on this, maybe because they knew if he gets convicted again, there wouldn't be any, there'd be less pushback because of those statements. Maybe.
Maybe.
And I'm also curious, Eric, so here you are, if you are the defense attorney for Alex, and what would you be doing different prep-wise from knowing you had Judge Newman first time and McCaslin this time from what we've seen and from her past and everything? What would be different, if anything?
I would have my team pulling all of her prior orders on issues that could be implicated in my trial. So how much of the financial crime stuff is going to come in round two? Appellate court said it was problematic in round one, but the judge still has a decision to make in round two. So you pull all these orders where the judge was deciding whether to let in other acts evidence under similar circumstances. And you say, hey, in this order, the judge gave weight to the fact that the financial crimes, the amount in controversy was really high. It was in the millions. That's something that matters to this judge. We're going to talk about that in our motion. We're going to talk about that during our oral argument because we think that's going to resonate with this judge because we have demonstrable evidence that it has before. That's just one example. And so you really research the heck out of that person and their prior rulings and try to craft and tailor your argument in a way that they're going to be receptive to.
So basically, they start triaging everything they have because you have limited bandwidth and with the resources you have. And so they start triaging what, based on the research of her, of what would resonate well and what wouldn't resonate well differently from the first case, correct?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And some judges have issues that are really important to them and issues that they don't care about. And so you get a complete understanding of all of that, and then you lodge your advocacy in line with that understanding.
I know we don't know much because you haven't had a chance and no one has to really dig down into all those types of rulings. Can you see anything glaring right at the forefront that they might shift from the first trial to now, or not yet?
Not quite yet. I think we got to sort of see how these proceedings are going to play out.
Yep.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, as always. Always fascinating to have you on and get
good
your
stuff.
Insight as we dive into the minutiae of all this. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books. Go and check that out. Or audiobook. And that's going to wrap it up for today. Until next time, for Eric, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.